never again of any part of the world by a single unbridled aggressive power. The only fitting monument, an age of just peace. The way chosen by the United States was plainly marked by a few clear precepts. No people on earth can be held as a people to be an enemy. No nation's security and well-being can be lastingly achieved in isolation. Every nation's right to a form of government and an economic system of its own choosing is inalienable. Any nation's attempt to dictate to other nations their form of government is indefensible. A nation's hope of lasting peace cannot be firmly based upon any race in armaments, but rather upon just relations and honest understanding with all other nations. In the light of these principles, the citizens of the United States define the way they propose to follow through the aftermath of war toward true peace. This way was faithful to the spirit that inspired the United Nations to prohibit strife, to relieve tensions, to banish fears. This way was to control and to reduce armaments. This way was to allow all nations to devote their energies and resources to the great and good tasks of healing the war's wounds, of clothing and feeding and housing the needy, of perfecting a just political life, of enjoying the fruits of their own toil. This is one of those times in the affairs of nations when the gravest choices must be made if there is to be a turning toward a just and lasting peace. The chances for a just peace for all people. This common purpose lasted an instant and perished. The only fitting monument, an age of just peace. To guard vigilantly against the domination ever again of any part of the world,
we are ready
a single,
to dedicate our
unbridled aggressive power rather than the fear.
Liberty for all.
This common purpose lasted an instant and perished. The purpose of the United States in stating these proposals is simple. These proposals spring without ulterior motive or political.